Joseph Marshall Walker. Joseph M. Walker became the first governor inaugurated in the new state capital in Baton Rouge. The main event of Walker's administration, the adoption of the Constitution of 1852, shortened his term by 1 year. Besides bearing on Walker personally, the Constitution affected state politics by giving more power to parishes with large populations of slaves. It settled apportionment in both the House and Senate by emphasizing total population. Therefore, parishes with a few members of the white planter class and a large number of non-voting slaves could, and did, dominate the legislative process. Walker was part of the planter class and returned to that vocation after exiting politics. He anticipated secession when he said, "We are prepared to make common cause with our neighbors of the slaveholding states and pronounce the Union at an end." Walker did not live to see the dissolution of the Union. He died in 1856.